Over 50 countries and territories have been designated by the United Nations as Small Island Developing States, or SIDS. Generally surrounded by sea, they face particular challenges, including their small size, geographic isolation, and their vulnerability to climate change and natural disasters. Ronald Jumeau is the roving ambassador of the Seychelles, one of the countries participating in the conference in Samoa.
There are a lot of ocean-dependent countries. No countries are as dependent on the oceans as the SIDS. We are the only countries that are entirely surrounded by oceans. In fact, we're using a new term now. We are sea-locked countries. There will be no sustainable development of the SIDS without tackling climate change. Everything we do, we have to factor in climate change. So obviously, climate change will be important.
Climate change remains a major concern for SIDS. Many states fear their very existence is threatened by the predicted rise in sea levels caused by climate variability. Alioaiga Feturi Alisaya is the ambassador of Samoa to the UN.
Climate change continues to be a priority concern for small island developing states, and of course the importance of sustainable development. And I think what's also critically important is the need to look at the means of implementation.
The conference will look at how the international community can best support SIDS to develop. The buzzword for the meeting is partnerships. The Mauritian ambassador to the UN is Milan Mirtaban.
I believe that for SIDS, the oceans are the next frontier. And again, I believe that there can be global partnership among SIDS to optimize the resources which they do have and which are found in the oceans.
Many small island states have high costs for energy, are distant from markets for the limited range of goods they produce, and often lack good infrastructure, transportation and communication. The ambassador of Singapore to the UN, Karen Tan, says those problems can be overcome with the help of the international community.
It's one of those issues where a lot has been done, but much more can be done. And I hope that not just member states, but international organizations, international financial institutions, CSOs and others come together to and announce good partnerships with the small island developing states.
It's hoped that the conference in Samoa will bring together all those actors for the benefit of small island developing states. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.